Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Yes, I thank the Most High we're back again. I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, indeed, for this opportunity to speak these very precious words to you. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that I have for Him some very important, there's some very important things for Him to do. And He told me, because of what I must do, He told me that I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to revert, to silence, and yes, as men could, to destroy. For the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, for those who are ready to hear it, in a polytheist society, excuse me, people, excuse me. I'm sorry, I'm back again. I had to tend to something for a moment. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that from the dawn of human fall, it has been true that a polytheist society, wherever men have sought to maintain a multitude of contradictions, men have been absolutely, in so many ways, disrespectfully irreverent against the sovereignty of the One Most High. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, wherever it is in this world that men have sought to be complicit After a multitude of compromises, men have disrespected the pursuit for the genuine, true knowledge of Yah. And whatever men have been comfortable, my brothers and sisters, I say whatever it is, men have been comfortable in a lack of knowledge, it is a direct affront against the love of Yah. I say it's a direct affront against the love of Yah. In fact, wherever men can be satisfied in a lack of knowledge, not even curious enough to know or to see beyond a mass of confusion, willing to accept a mass of confusion, my brother and sister, it has become quite true what the scriptures have had to say when it says the love of men will grow cold. It means, my brothers and sisters, men have come to love so many of the diverse ideas of men, the polluted contentions of men, they've come to love the heart of a devil. They've come to love the confusion that is in this world. They've come to love, my brothers and sisters, the lack of knowledge that is in this world. Men have come to hate Yah, him who is as he is. Just got to tell it like it is. The truth of the matter is Yah is who and as he is. He is not after any of the imaginations of men. Whatever men are willing to compromise his will, it is a direct blasphemy, hatred against the very holy name. That is the reason why Messiah said himself in Yohanan 14:15-17. He said, the spirit of truth the world will not receive. Those who can be satisfied with a multitude of differences in this world have not the love of Yah, and they have not the innate curiosity for the truth that reflects a knowledge of what is responsibility for everyone, is the duty and responsibility for everyone that will uphold the holy name. Messiah said, if you love me, keep, preserve, maintain, and defend my commandments. He did not say, let everybody, Tom, Dick, and Harry, pervert, pollute, deny, corrupt the knowledge of what is divine conscience. Wherever men are not willing to realize their mutual responsibility unto seeking the absolute will of Yah, men have not known what is the covenant at all. I said, well, men have not recognized their responsibility and their duty to seek the absolute will of Yah, allowing nothing to be lost, allowing nothing to be perverted, allowing nothing to be disrespected. Where men have been willing to compromise and tell one another that all their bastardized lies are acceptable, Yah is not pleased. One scripture says it very well. We like the discipline by which we should be disciplined. We are bastards and not sons. Well, guess what? We live in a society today where a lot of folks have not even felt that there's a need to discern what the will of Yah is. They feel like they can call upon his name according to any contrivance, presumptuousness, illusion. They can throw you whatever crap they want to. And if you don't say anything is wrong about it, you say, then they tell you you're not supposed to say anything is wrong about it. After all this political hogwash, they tell you that somehow the Most High is pleased. What about the scripture in Malachi that says, well, it says, in fact, it relates woe, my brothers and sisters, to those who say that everyone who walks according to the evil of his own way, they say is somehow good in the sight of the Most High and he delights in such. What about the responsibility, my brothers and sisters, that is related for all those who say they believe in Deuteronomy 29:29? Says the secret things belong to our Yah. But those things which he has revealed belong to us. They are responsibility for us to preserve, to remember throughout all our generations. And the scriptures even tell us, I hope you are hearing me, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures tell us. And we read on from 29:29 to about 30:8 in particular. The scriptures talk about a time of remembrance. All things being brought to our remembrance, those things we've forgotten while we were scattered among the nations. What makes us think that if we haven't preserved all those truths that should have been preserved from the beginning, that we have what we have is still a covenant with Yah? What makes men think that if they believe a multitude of the constraints that have preserved a multitude of diverse nations, therefore a multitude of damnations, divisions against divine vision, men, Lord in heaven, Father in heaven, help us. Worshiping after the precepts and doctrines of men and not understanding that it's by a wonderful and a marvelous manner that he would compel his people to see again the way of the book. to discern what is the consecration of Yah. If men, my brothers and sisters, have not realized the need to see beyond their carnality for salvation's sake, even though the scriptures say if you walk according to the flesh, you will die. Then what is this, my brothers and sisters? What is it? Let me tell you something. I've talked about this before on this show. One of the names that the Greeks took and corrupted, so they got into a form that pleased them. One of the names they used for, if you will, Supreme One, because they had to get it from someone else because they had no concept of the Supreme One in a polytheist society whose pantheon they preserved in all its difference and contentions. One of the words they used for, or when they finally got one, they had to get it from the East because they didn't have one, for a supreme deity was deity called Kyrios. Kyrios. How about curious? What happened to man's curiosity, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of mass confusions? You mean to tell me that men can see a multitude of total countermanded ideals, a mass of contradictions, and sit back and say that somehow before the Most High is okay, as if his conscience is no greater than the watered down, I'm just going to call it what it is, spiritual idiocy that is in this world whereby men have refused to accept that the Most High being the Holy One, let's just say him who is consecrated in and of and by himself. No contradiction in him. Dare men sit back and say that since there's no contradiction in Yah, that all manner of contradictions are allowed in men, they turn around and call it love? Love for Yah? Love for him who is as he is? Is that love for him who will not be destabilized by any of the misconceits of man? Or have men been taught to love, even desire, the ability to speak of the Most High however they will, believing that he will by no means be insulted? Had to get off. A lot of it is absolutely ridiculous that this polytheist society we live in has framed to call a love for the Most High. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. If the Most High, and he has said it, Isaiah 59, he talks about, in Isaiah 59, I'll put it up in the opening screen for tonight's show. He said, yea, truth has been, they put down in the King James Version, some texts say lacking. The word down there actually relates to concept about truth. How about the absolute truth has been concealed? How about men have sought to restrain the knowledge of an absolute truth? Because everybody wants to have their own way, bunch of bastards. If you don't want discipline from the Most High, who do you call your Savior? Like I said again, the scripture says, whoever will not hearken to discipline from the Most High, who lacks discipline. Hebrews 12 says, the bastard is not a son. The scripture warns, we must hearken to Yah lest we fall from his grace. How about hearken to him lest you fall from the opportunity to be called sons and daughters? Hey, hearken to him lest you fall from hearing him. The scripture says, he chastens the son with whom he is pleased. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, Isaiah 8th chapter talks about how the Most High, because men have been so hard-headed, that when he tried to tell them the fullness of truth, so many ways men are not willing to listen. So he said he turned his face. Yes, he turned his face. from the house of Jacob. Let me tell you something. He needs to turn his face from the house of Jacob. What makes you think he listens to the Gentiles? Those who have conformed themselves to be a multitude of diverse nations, no one willing to hear the whole truth. And if Israel is scattered among the nations performing the same, the scripture says to Israel, you become one of them. A harlotrous bastard, my brothers and sisters, that won't hear the Most High because you've been pleased with seeking to appease the ways of your various kings. Or if I had the time tonight, I'd sit back and talk to you a little bit more about Isaiah 57. Might sound like my words are a little hard tonight, but I'm just going to lay it out. I have to lay some things out on the line. I see a lot of insanity that is murdering my people. I see a lot of insanity my people have come to love that is, hey, not only their own murder, but the murder of everyone they claim to so-called love. I'm looking around me, my brothers and sisters, and I see people so blinded that they really just can't believe the idiots that they call leaders have hidden anything from them. Mental midgetry, spiritual idiocy. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said, if you love me, you keep, preserve, maintain, and defend his command. Do you think that his command is all the dissolution we see? He said, you'll be hated by all nations for the sake of his name. How about people who despise the nations, despising his sovereign authority? Authority above all the nations. That's why they call him King of Kings. What makes you think that if men have hated that sovereign authority that is above all the rulers of the earth, that men who call themselves leaders, what makes you think that they have not twisted the context of his words in terms of what you've been taught in your churches? 45,000 denominations, you actually believe that nobody's lying. Those of us who are wise, my brothers and sisters, know that by no means should we be satisfied with this. Those of us who are wise, my brothers and sisters, know there's something to be looked at beyond it all. In fact, I dare to tell you, if your rulers have your minds mistrained, misled, not to know to expect a solution and a righteousness far beyond all the contentions of every partial, perverse, damnable system you see. And now, listen to me now. I don't see any of them. Not one. Not one. Not one. Psalm 14 says it. Psalms 53 says it. Isaiah 59 says it. Isaiah 41 says it. I don't see not one of the so-called status quo systems of the earth, whether they call themselves Protestant, Catholic, Hebrew, Israelite, I don't care. I don't see a single one of them that has stood up for the fullness of the truth that I see in this book that we call a Bible. Not one. I repeat, not one. I repeat, do you hear me? Not one. I'm talking to all your pastors, I'm talking about all your so-called reverends, all your so-called rabbis, all your so-called, whatever they call themselves, elders, priests, makes no difference to me. I see a lot of truth in this book that I don't hear him upholding. And the scriptures said in advance, and Messiah said it himself. He said, you'd be hated by all nations. What makes you think that they weren't going to pervert his word and told him to completely seek to slander his character, to compel men to feel that they are satisfied or satisfactory before the Most High? After whatever seems wise and according to their own hearts. That's idolatry. It's just that simple. It's idolatry. It's vanity. It's unacceptable. It does not please the Most High. Cannot please the Most High. Oh, I hear a lot of folks say, well, I didn't know any better. Guess what? If you didn't know any better, you need to get on your knees and ask to know better. Because, quite frankly, if you die without the knowledge of what is divine order and law, the scripture says you perish without that law. Oh, my leaders hid it from me. Well, guess what? You were told by Messiah, and point blank, he said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. He reprimanded the scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, and his seeds, and he said, go forth and teach the nations everything he commanded them. Well, guess what? It means the nations didn't know either. When he returns, he's going to regather his people beyond all these systems. Well, what makes people think that if they remain subject to the misconceits and the partialities of these systems, that the Messiah is going to be pleased? What makes people think that? I'm telling you right now, it just makes no rational sense. Not to me. We were told to expect, if we love Yah and respect him, we were told to look for a dimension of truth. That for a long time, like I said, the scripture says, men have sought to conceal. Scripture said, and I'll say it again, scripture says the Messiah comes, and he will reprove all the kings. Isaiah 41 said, in fact, he's kind of abominable, anyone who is under those kings and cannot testify to all the Most High has declared. Count them an abomination, not something after the working of his hands or his spirit. He said, if you are his disciples, you know the truth, and truth sets you free. How is there so much truth that most haven't even begun to consider this in this book? Or they felt like, well, if it's not, my pastor doesn't teach me, they say. A lot of folks will turn around and sit back and say, well, my pastor hasn't taught this to me, then it's okay because he's a pastor. Your pastor's going to hell, okay, for being treacherous. He hadn't had a right to speak if he didn't tell you the truth. If he didn't know to tell you the truth, if he didn't know to tell you the truth, then where did he get a right to speak? If he didn't know to tell you the truth, what did he tell you? Half truth and a lie? Wake up, my people. Wake up. I want you to consider something, my brothers and sisters. Lest men can believe that there's a standard beyond all the contentions of man. Man is in bondage. Constraints, the illusions, short-sightedness, the damnable institutions of man. It's just that simple. For all men are declared being predisposed after the vanities of the nations, speaking prideful esteem before men. It's all been nothing but blasphemy, disrespect for Yah, disrespect against the greater sovereignty of his wisdom. As if to say, Yah, our brothers and sisters, is not beyond the many treacherous, presumptuous pretenses of men. This is if to say, my brothers and sisters, for all the error that must be in the hearts of men who claim to be representatives of Yah, it's as if to say Yah had nothing to say himself, as if he never will. Sad, my brothers and sisters, very sad. Quite frankly, it says that men have had the law, the book, but they have not sought it by faith, meaning that they didn't expect anyone to reprove them for their many misinterpretations and misadministrations. Men, therefore, seek and establish their own righteousness, denying the possibility of Israel being saved, made one, made whole, delivered beyond misconceits. In fact, desiring the men actually establish their own self-righteousness to keep men to be exploited. We'll warn, my brothers and sisters, not everyone preaches the gospel. Not everyone preaches the word from on high. Messiah said, I'm from above and not from below. Lest you believe that I'm he, you will die in your sins. How about dying to those who keep the truth from you? He said, if you're my disciples, however you know the truth, and truth will set you free. Sound like to me a whole lot of folks calling themselves believers. But definitely not his disciples, because they haven't found the truth. They haven't found the truth, the elements of truth that would indeed give them an opportunity to see the greater will of Yah. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Scriptures talk about one called Shiloh in Genesis 49:10. It says, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Well, it did not say that men would be delivered unless they were willing to be gathered by him. Lest they were follow the lamb, the shepherd, wherever he leads. What would prevent people from doing so? They've been taught so many lies that when the truth comes, they can't accept it? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Most High come to bring forth a greater reason, calling men a reason after him. I didn't say after a multitude of man's personal contrivances and contentions, seeking to exalt himself. He said when he calls men to reason with him, Scripture says, whoever will not, well, quite frankly, say, be delivered to the sword, cut off from among the people. Why? Because they, rather than reason as men, men have sought to argue like beasts. Brutish men who won't see the greater dimension and precepts of the Holy Word. Man, my brothers and sisters, knowing what's said and not knowing why, has left himself and many others subject to error for a very long time. Men, shall men say they are in accord in the Holy Covenant? After a multitude of vain, listen to what I'm saying, vain, countermanded, accomplishing nothing, contrary contentions. This is a very, very misimaginations. In other words, one man says this, another man says something totally opposite. What do you got? Nothing. Consider, I know it is possible, my brothers and sisters, it is possible. The Most High wouldn't have created us for anything other purpose. Did not create us to fall short of his will, but to perform his will. But my brother says no man can preserve or perform what he does not know. Why do you think the Most High says he gives his spirit? Oh, why do you have to send the spirit from on high? You ever stop to consider it's because men haven't been testifying to what they should have? Most High said you see the promise from on high. Go forth and teach the nations. How about teaching the nations what they did not know after a spirit, my brothers and sisters? A testimony from the Most High that the nation did not have. They could open the mind to see what they had not seen. Messiah, the Savior, said there are many things I long to tell you, but you can't grasp them yet till the Comforter comes. What makes everybody think that after a carnal mind they have seen what is necessary to be made before the Most High one? Scripture says Messiah is even sent because the world has become blind. Oh, did they teach you something else? Did they flatter you to teach you something else in your churches? Go and read Isaiah 41. Read Psalm 14. Read Psalm 53. Read Isaiah 59. Read Micah 7. Just a few places to look. Zechariah 10. Just a few other places to look. Zephaniah 3. Why do you think it is the Scripture talks about when Messiah appears, the people reject him? And guess what? Because they presume their leaders were wise, so they feel like they can just ignore him whenever he tells them something that is outside the status quo. Who's your faith in? A multitude of differences of man? Or is there a trust, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High is above all these differences? Not dissuaded by the misconceits of man. So I said again, I'm from above, not from below. In other words, he is not of this world and all of its massive differences. He said, unless you believe it, that he is the one who brings the testimony that is unadulterated, pure from above. He said, you will die in your sins, in allegiance, and blinded by folk who hide the truth from you, who teach you a pack of lies. What else can they teach you, my brothers and sisters? Well, that's their desire or not, if they simply have not been compelled, primarily because of their personal avocations, have not been compelled to look for the truths. That will show how faulty all the foundations of the whole earth today are. The Scripture says when Messiah appears, he will declare truth. The whole world has ignored it. All the cities, all the social orders, all the social coalescence, political, social, religious, the differences of the world will fall. It means all of what you see, my brothers and sisters, established upon faulty foundation, is tore up from the floor. None of it acceptable. My brothers and sisters, the Most High, who told you the Most High accepts a corrupt and perverted, polluted offering? Most High gave his spirit so he received from man the emanations of his thoughts. Back in return, unadulterated, nothing changed. If anything, my brothers and sisters, amplified in that soul after soul after soul being redeemed unto that one conscience. We're amplifying, my brothers and sisters, with that constant zeal for Yah. all the more praise, my brothers and sisters, amplifying by the will and the knowledge of the truth. Let's just say, my brothers and sisters, given to the Most High back, my brothers and sisters, true according to his purpose. Think about it. Scripture says, speak of things belong to the Most High, but those things which he has revealed, Deuteronomy 29:29, remain a responsibility for us forever to preserve, even unto the times of remembrance, my brothers and sisters, bringing us back from the midst of all nations, even to the coming of the one called Shiloh, unto whom the gathering of the people shall be. That means it was a responsibility for each individual, both leaders and the people, my brothers and sisters, to seek the exceeding truth, that nothing be lost, lest men be exploited by one another. Lest men be exploited by their personal slothfulness. And quite frankly, there's places in Scripture, my brothers and sisters, that say this type of sloth is actual animosity against Yah. You should have known, my brothers and sisters, like the Scripture says in 1 Corinthians 3, if you see divisions among us because men are functioning as carnal men, if they could walk according to the flesh, you will die. So what do people think that they should do? Compromise after this carnality and just watch constant death and presume that it is life because a pastor told you? At the time of a funeral epitaph, that somebody went to heaven? Let me tell you something. Scripture don't promise man a place in the sky. In fact, the Scriptures talk about the kingdom that will be established upon this earth. Redemption of the man, the gaining of his soul, is gaining of a body upon which to dwell upon the land again. That's why there's a resurrection. They tell you something else? They lied to you. They didn't tell you that word for heaven many times relates, hey, veritably, a lot of times it relates to those who rule over this earth. It talks about, my brothers and sisters, deposing those who presently rule over this earth to set up an order that the Most High will be pleased with, his kingdom upon this earth, ruled by people who seek the fullness of his will, his righteousness, his justice. That's the heaven that is promised to man when the Scripture says, thy kingdom come, thy will. Oh, kingdom after his perfect will, let it be done. Let it be fully manifest, performed according to his purpose on earth, as it is in the kingdom of the Most High. Well, my brothers and sisters, do you really think 280 nations, 45,000 denominations on the earth are functioning according to the kingdom of Yah, telling people what is the gospel of that, the pure, holy word of that kingdom that is manifest after the mind of Yah, the mind of Yah only? Time to think again. From the very beginning, since the fall, my brothers and sisters, the secret of faith under redemption has always been that man must trust that there's a solution beyond the confusion of this world. That is why the hope of the one called Shirley, called Shiloh, the hope of the one called the Curdy, the hope of the one called the Righteous One, like the rising sun that casts out all the darkness, the hope of the one called the Son of Righteousness that arises, the hope of the one called the Morning Star, the one called the Mashiach, the one called the Savior. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the one called the Wonderful Counselor. My brothers and sisters, the one called the Morning Star, one that casts out all the darkness, brings forth the light the world would obscure. That's why it was always so important. But the Scriptures even tell us, my brothers and sisters, what should be testified in all the churches. That Messiah, Yeshua, said, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. They didn't tell you what that meant. They haven't told you who he is. They haven't told you that salvation is beyond all the diverse contentions of your rulers. If they didn't tell you that your salvation is beyond the contentions of the rulers, then you are still blinded under some veil, some covering, some illusion established by the rulers that they told you was safe in, that the truth of the matter, the Scripture says, is going to destroy every single one of them, that he might set his people free, no longer distracted. They lied to you. They lied to you. By what spirit have they done that? Worldly systems, my brothers and sisters, despite the idea the Most High declares the coming of one called Shashan Shahe, a king of kings. Despite the Most High said that king of kings will reprove all the rulers, Worldly systems have declared what must be false kings, false so-called anointed ones, not sent from above, and have left men not to even know how to prepare for the full remembrance of divine intent and purpose as the Most High declared it from the beginning. What scripture says Messiah will come forth saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. From the time that it was, there am I. Now the Most High with His Spirit has sent me to show you the way that you should go. Oh, if you kept my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea, and I would not have beheld your descendants destroyed from before me. Why? Because men have sworn by the holy name, but not in truth, not in righteousness. Think men just to call upon the name of the Most High according to whatever lies seem viable? Not speaking the whole truth and say they haven't broken a covenant? Read Isaiah 48, my brothers and sisters, real close to Isaiah 49. Most High begin to show forth what is the plan that he has to show solution beyond all this. Yet, my brothers and sisters, while the rulers have hidden that plan from you, when truth of the matter, those who are supposed to be preaching the gospel will be teaching you all things, no lie in it. If they haven't been teaching these things to you, my brothers and sisters, you need to ask the question, since they're in the book, why? Why have they found it to their advantage to keep these things hid from you, that you never knew who Messiah said he truly is? And one, the scriptures prophesy will reveal all the truths that the world has obscured. That one whom the scripture said would Most High would give the secrets that are hidden in the secret places, make the crooked places straight. How about show men past all the crooked ways they've learned among the nations? And one who, like I said, will reprove all the leaders, reprove all the priests, reprove all the kings. Hey, the men might discern the need to see beyond the foolishness or the fallen standards of men. If they didn't tell you the Messiah must come to do this, and one scripture says he will silence them all, the men might recognize their guilt, even the guilt of having blasphemed and called upon the name of the Most High in vain in association with lies, that every man might recognize his guilt before Yah. But Most High said those who do this, he will not find blameless or guiltless. If they didn't tell you the Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, that men might discern beyond all this fictitious religion that Greco-Romanism called Christianity. I did not say Curtis Shiner. Christianity, my brothers and sisters, is a Greco-Roman polytheist ideal intent to preserve all the ways of a polytheist heathen pantheon. No concept of an absolute supremacy on the part of the one Most High. Where the word Christ is polytheist in its origin, it's not true to the words, my brothers and sisters, the Most High related from the beginning, related in an invariant light, no shadow of a changing in it. A pure and perfect light, my brothers and sisters, with none of the darkness, the misconceits, the deceits, the blind men of perception in it. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, the faith was called, if you want to translate it into English, it was the expectation of one called the King of the East. And they never told you who the King of the East is. You never knew who Messiah is. Revelation 16:12-21, when Messiah is called the King of the East, it talks about how he will reprove, apparently, according to Isaiah 41 as well, reprove all the leaders for all their fallen standards, every unclean testimony they have told. Joel 3rd chapter says the same thing. It says, in that day all the systems of the earth fall, the kings of the earth will run for cover. Then hides from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne, for the day of his wrath is coming, who should be able to stand. Isaiah 24 says, when all these things come to bear, the Most High sends Messiah to reprove all the iniquity of a whole earth, people will finally recognize just how treacherous the dealers have been. And that they were left lean without instruction. Misled, my brothers and sisters, not to understand what indeed is the righteousness of Yah. But I know a lot of folks, my brothers and sisters, well, I'll tell you how pastors look at it. They know a lot of folks would like to be comforted in flatteries. That's their job, the soothsayers. Like that carnival lady with the crystal ball. I tell folks what they want to hear. I tell folks what they feel like they want the people to hear in order they can be easily exploited. But I understand, my brothers and sisters, many not knowing the truth and not willing to seek the truth. Too lazy, too slothful. Too far from being devoted unto the truth. To seek the truth that men might be delivered. Many seek to be comforted in their ignorance. the lack of knowledge, the confusions. Like, I have heard a lot of pastors tell me, say, if folks are willing to buy it, they'll sell it. Like I told you, they throw out the crap to you. Nobody says it stinks. Everybody seems to like it. They say it's okay, too. They don't tell you what you're dealing with is dumb. Well, the truth of the matter, brothers and sisters, we were warned against these false testimonies. For those who are subject to them, toward them, the Messiah would say concerning those who trusted them, they never knew him. Who's ready to understand, brothers and sisters? If you don't know his ways, how can you even repent of your sins? Oh, you repent according to what? Hey, everybody got different concepts of sin. There are various churches. Some things offensive in one church, not offensive in another. We ever start to consider the scripture that says, against Yah and Yah alone have we sinned, that he will be justified in all that he has decreed? When he judges? Is there going to be a bunch of different judges after a bunch of different standards, or only one? Get that right, my people. Get that right and understand that one will judge all. And that means others that have been called judges will be found far from honorable. Think about it. Blessed are they who dare, my brothers and sisters, to explore why the rulers fear. Who dare to tread, we dare to walk where angels fear to tread. They put down the word angels. How about false ministers? If you remember the word Dune, let's just say the movie Dune. And I remember the idea about the one who had become per se, they called him the hand of Yah, or the hand of God, they said. He told the priests, and he told the leaders, if you look in that place, you dare not look there, will you find me staring back at you face to face. But my brothers and sisters, there is a truth concerning the Messiah. The Savior. The leaders never want you to know that he will reprove them all. For, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, being satisfied with the blindness of the people. Heaven help us. I know that the Most High calls a man to seek him, and the Most High tells him he has called him as an ally to stand up for his cause. That he knows he must seek the greater truth. Most High told me directly. He said to me, till I see everything he has declared, brought to bear, keep looking. He said the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know, but what they think they know. Not giving consideration to all things he has spoken, he told me it's not wisdom at all. It's not understanding at all. He told me some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths. Well, guess what? If Most High tells you such things as this, and tells you such things, hey, you have some important things for me to do. He told me because of the things that I have to do for him, he said I had to crush some very powerful friends as well as 10 enemies. Like, I'm going to step on a lot of folks' toes. Really. Well, brothers and sisters, a lot of folks have been stepping on a whole lot of folk. And guess what? Most have not even realized how many have been destroyed. Yeah. He told me how I do this, though, however, what I must do, tell you things that men have done everything they could to hide and not pervert, silence, and destroy. Hey, perverting the truth. He told me I would have his protection and guidance. For that, I have to be utmost thankful, and quite frankly, so should you. So I say, blessed are those who dare walk well. Well, the word for angels in the Bible many times does not mean angels like people think of it. It means who dare to seek after a message, my brothers and sisters, that those this world call messengers refuse to aspire to or even seek. My brothers and sisters, when men are willing to look, see those things that the scripture said in the last days they have to be remembered. There, my brothers and sisters, will they find the Savior, staring back at them face to face. There's a reason why the scripture calls him the hidden one. Not the Most High has not revealed what should be looked at, but guess what? People call themselves your rulers, prefer you never look to see those scriptures. Because I've had a lot of pastors tell me things like, talk, truths I was talking about. See, these kind of things people don't get. People are not looking for. Gotta be careful how you tell people things like that. It's in a book. I say they need to be very careful not speaking. The Most High says it's responsibility. Because guess what? If folks look to these people for the word of the law and the testimony from their mouths, and they're partial in these laws, the scripture said he would humiliate them. He would destroy them out of the temple. Scripture said they'd be taken in chains, keeping the people in bondage. And after many days, they will be punished. Scripture said if a man sinned willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth. How about if a man walks after a lesser standard after being called to a greater one? Scripture says he is kind of like an adversary, ready for the fiery nation that consumes the adversary, fiery anger that consumes the adversaries. Horrible thing, my brothers and sisters, fall in the hands of a living, angry Yah. Why would the Most High be angry? For those not willing to seek the greater truth that he calls the hearts and souls by his spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. Those who are not compelled to look for those greater truths, my brothers and sisters, have counted the truth of the Most High as if it was something unworthy, something less than precious. You know how many saints and prophets and apostles, even Messiah himself, gave their blood, that men might have a chance to receive these things, and men turn around and call that blood something far from precious? Well, my brothers and sisters, anybody who could think so, everything that they are, every thought they ever had isn't worth a plug nickel. We're talking about the way of salvation here, my brothers and sisters. Not something that anybody who knows Yah would take lightly. But let me tell you something, there's a big difference than somebody saying, I'm going to go forth and do something, and the Most High telling them, you must do it. I tell you what he told me. He told me point blank, looking at this systemic babbling and the confusion that's in the world. He told me point blank I would see it as it is. And he told me point blank that I would discern what's necessary to expose it. That was his promise directly to me. Talked about it before on the show. He told me I shall see this thing as it is. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, you understand just how dastardly this system has been in turning men aside from the truth. And you can look at what's going on to ensnare the hearts of men and sit back and be silent. My brothers and sisters, you have no hint of the spirit of Yah in you. If you can look at it and say nothing, as if it was not important. Like I said, it's responsible of the faithful to preserve all that Yah has revealed throughout the generations. That's Deuteronomy 29:29. It talks about those things that must be remembered in the last days, meaning a lot has been forgotten. Preserve all that Yah has revealed throughout the generations, seeking unto the hope of the great remembrance, constantly seeking Yah that all may yet discern, reveal, be secured, and the knowledge of all the Most High is clearly declared, that no part of the covenant be lost. Wickedness continues in this world, and the very rulers of this earth have smote the people and leave them confused without sufficient instruction. People just listening to words but not understanding the essence. So said by a wonderful and a marvelous man, or by an inspired man, where he delivered the people to finally discern the words of the book together. The faithful, my brothers and sisters, the faithful expectation and the remembrance of the one the scripture calls Shiloh, who will gather the people beyond all the rulers who have lied to them, whereby Yah says, I will write my laws upon their minds and hearts, they be my people. That means finally men will discern the truth beyond all those who hear the truth from them, so they no longer have a false representation of the Savior. Hey, why did they teach you about him? In the East, that was the expectation. Prophecy said that someone's going to come forth in Isaiah 45. That the same expectation that was in the East, that men looked for the ruler who was beyond all the others. He said that same expectation of one day also be in the West. It hadn't come to pass yet. He'd realize Isaiah 45 then is Latter-day Prophecy. You know, I've heard some real amazing things about people who call themselves a Brahmin. I'll give you an example. Men have all different kind of concepts of those they call leaders in the Bible. Abraham, Yishak, Moshe, Jacob, all the prophets. Remember when, just before his crucifixion, Messiah prayed and his disciples saw him conferring with Eliyahu and Moshe. And the people said, we'll make a tabernacle then or altar then to Moshe, one to Elijah, and one to Messiah himself. And the voice cried from on high. They heard it and said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. I've heard people say, my brothers and sisters, in Islam, that if Muhammad and the Messiah were to appear on stage, they would both stand together on stage hand in hand. I think people need to rethink that. I've heard people in Islam talk about, for instance, the one called they call the Mahdi. How many know that the one called the King of the Medes, the one called the King of the East, is also the one called in Jeremiah, the King of the Medes, who destroyed this confusion among all the rulers once and for all? One and the same. There's one they call the Mahdi, or the Messiah, or the Savior. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be, that they see beyond all the wickedness or lies of all the rulers. That's Isaiah 11. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, the one that the Most High has foreordained, that all peoples must be gathered unto if they are going to be delivered, is the trump card. In other words, all the concepts that people have of the Savior, all the concepts men have of so-called religious leaders, all the concepts men have of the various prophets and apostles, are all trumped by the one, my brothers and sisters, who exposes every misrepresentation, who exposes whatever it is that men have not discerned the true nature of those who the Most High has sent. I didn't say anything was wrong with Eliyahu's testimony. I didn't say anything was wrong with the apostles' testimony or Moshe's testimony. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is that people have had gross misunderstanding with regard to all these testimonies, because they're the foundation that, especially in the West, men have not had. They had the law but didn't seek it, knowing that they need to be careful not to lie against a single word. Let the Most High count the ones who do this treacherous, even enemies against the faith. Did you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that people have a right to be presumptuous where the word of the Most High is concerned? Like I said, unless you believe the Most High will declare a standard beyond all that you see, then you worship the idols that you see. People say, Messiah will not judge what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, knowing that all these standards are falling short, that he comes to open the eyes. I didn't say that those before had already done it. I know it's going to sound amazing when I tell you, but the Most High recently told me that that some among his people will now begin to awaken, will finally begin to see and understand. What it means, my brothers and sisters, what people have called understanding for a long time, being far short of foundation, has not been sufficient, my brothers and sisters, for people to genuinely see. Look at that event in the movie Matrix. And Neo asked the question, why did my eyes hurt when he was in the light? Morpheus told him, because you never used them. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, there is a truth that unless you stand in that place to begin to behold all that is around you, you're still blind to the true nature of all that is around you, because you lack the reference point after which to discern these things as to whether or not they appease divine purpose, his goal, his pleasure. There's a reason why the scripture says there's one that the Most High would send forth. Then he will perform all that is divine pleasure. He told you to remember this, O ye transgressors. Bring it to mind, not to forget it. He said you were transgressing simply because you did forget. Not just because you did forget, because you didn't realize there was so much more you should have sought for. Therefore, you fell short of
90 seconds.
You continually broke the law. You continually misrepresented it because you didn't realize the exactitude you needed to see. I'm telling you, the West always understood that they could take away from the East the remembrance of the one who would declare all righteousness, unto whom the gathering of the people must be. If they could take that away, the hope of him who would reprove all the rulers, they could cause the people by default to follow after every manner of machination, of lying, misleading,
60 seconds,
that the whole world has imagined. It's the monotheist hope that was in the East, the one called the Kurdi, the Shashan Shahi, the King of Kings. Check out my website if you don't know what I'm talking about. HiddenGospel.com, an article called Early Church Origin. They knew that in blotting out that hope and that understanding of who Messiah is, would completely destroy the hope of salvation, even cause men to redefine salvation after something that's only damnation. They knew that if they could take that truth away from you, they could destroy at will. Daniel 8 said that they would destroy, deceive in a way that men were completely unaware.
10 seconds.
Well, after all that I said, still not said everything I needed to say, but brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every year he brings me in. To his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah. What you might not have heard during this show, there's going to be some more said about it in the archives. Please, my brothers and sisters, be willing to examine these things. I said Psalms 24. Messiah said those who enter the kingdom are the ones who see their rights, seek their righteousness in the Holy One of salvation. I did not say men. Psalms 14 says the Most High looked upon men. He saw none who discerned how much they needed to seek Yah. Therefore, they're being devoured by evil men, hypocrites, who misrepresent the Most High. See, that's the question. Who out of Zion will give salvation to Israel, that Israel might be redeemed, made one? They tell you to look for that one in Isaiah 49 that will say, listen to me, O Isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. Most High has called me from afar, from the womb, to even to rebuke all nations afar off. From the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, and shut up his hand as he concealed me, made my mouth like a sharp sword. Talk about revealing the point, my brothers and sisters, that reproves all. To bring Israel, true Israel, people who will love the truth, back to him. Even to be the light of his salvation to the end of the earth. The one who Scripture said the kings would hate in Isaiah 49. They still do. They're seeking to preserve their own thrones, their own pulpits. For this is the one who sits above all as king and priest. My brothers and sisters, men have desired that none see anyone greater than themselves. My brothers and sisters, there was never, never, that pretense was never to be considered genuine love for Yah. For the rulers are never counted lawful, the preaching of a deity, a premise that's not after imagination, that only flatter and comfort men in their vanities. They will hate the sovereign ruler, Messiah. Yes, my brothers and sisters, they perverted the doctrine of him in so many ways, because most have never even considered, because they've heard reverberated lies for so long. Scripture says all this is a pretense that must be exposed in the latter days. How many have looked for the truth, my brothers and sisters? The foundation of truth that will set you free. So that if you know, once you know these truths, they can't hold you after their blindness anymore. If you know that one must come to reprove all that you see, then guess what? You look for more than what is common. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. For until men believe that there's a truth beyond all the contentions we see, a wisdom beyond all the contention we see, all the confusion that we see, man is still worshiping the devil. Until he knows, my brothers and sisters, that truth that's beyond all these contentions, man is still worshiping the devil. And have even come to love it, calling it freedom. And all they had was nothing that unlocks the gates to their prisons. Can we speak again, my brothers and sisters? This is Edmiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I want to tell you, please check out the website of my website and the articles like at hiddengospel.com, articles like Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, Secret City Prophecies, Great Tribulation 70-365 AD, Remember the Promise. Scripture says that these things men will not remember. They have no hope without Yah, without the Messiah, without a Savior in the world. Far from what makes Israel a commonwealth, the expectation, the common sense of law and order and expectation that makes Israel a nation. Without the covenant of the promise. Most I didn't say he would promise any kind of salvation to those who are double-minded after the ways of the nations. Please read the book of Jacob, they call James, and understand. Do you really think the Most High is going to establish his holy kingdom after the ways of men? Ephesians says this salvation not after the conversation of men, not after the thoughts and conceits of men, not after works wrought as a result of the conceits of men, lest any man should boast. This is supposed to be his workmanship, after his spirit, unto that which from the beginning Yah has foreordained, even unto the good works, the whole complete works, all of them Yah has foretold. What did he say Messiah would do? Come for the restitution, restoration. Restitution. Remembrance of all things the Most High spoke from the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. But we're not hearken to that prophet, that testimony. It says cut off from among the people. What made people think they were ever delivered after anything less without that expectation? Like I said, without that expectation, they just have to have you simply worshiping your kings. Isaiah 57 says there's no peace to those who therefore, after the lawless and unprepared, worship what is not preparation. Can we speak again, my brother and sister? This is Menedim Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his might, honor, and his praise always, hallelujah. Discover, my brothers and sisters, what they've hidden from you, and be made free.